A sampling of talking points from the recent World Pork Expo, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. As you might guess, there was plenty of buzz about ag policy, the farm bill, tariffs and trade, and animal health at the recent World Pork Expo, and a bit of optimism as well. Some of it had to do with the political future of California's Proposition 12. Here's Brian Humphreys, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council.
The state of California should not be able to tell producers in Texas or in Pennsylvania or in Iowa how to raise their livestock or produce food. If those states want to do it, no problem. But regulating outside your borders is still Congress's authority. And so we expect a solution coming quickly to that.
And Kevin Stuckey, sow division manager at Cooper Farms in Ohio, suggested the industry has its challenges, but there's some potential for good things to happen as well.
For the last few years when the markets haven't been as good and you don't have good production and you don't have good health, that's when things get really, really critical for us. So just being able to maintain healthy animals, safe farms, the labor situation can be tough at times. And thank goodness MPPC really came through for us to get that issue straightened out.
Both Stuckey and Humphrey were interviewed by the AgriPulse News Service. There's a link to the clip at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.